diagnostic criteria of this disorder, explaining what it means and how it can affect the sufferer. So what is narcissistic personality disorder? First, according to the Oxford Dictionary, a personality disorder is defined as, quote, a deeply ingrained and maladaptive pattern of behavior of a specific kind, typically manifest by the time one reaches adolescence, and causing long-term difficulties in personal relationship or in functioning in society, unquote. Most people in the psychiatric community believe that personality disorders cannot be cured, meaning the person diagnosed with it will have symptoms of the disorder all their lives and will have to constantly work hard to deal with the behavioral difficulties caused by them. Although they may experience relief of symptoms and learn valuable coping strategies, they will have some signs of the disorder for the rest of their lives. Also, most psychiatrists don't believe that medication works well to control any personality disorder, especially NPD. Narcissism is the belief a person has about themselves that they are special and more important than others around them, and they often act in very specific ways. They will do things to boost their own image in the eyes of others and treat everyone else as less important. Their belief in their superiority is so deeply ingrained that they experience many difficulties when dealing with other people. Narcissistic personality disorder, or NPD, therefore, is the term referring to a mental disorder wherein the person affected has an exaggerated sense of self-importance. They have a deep need for adoration, whereas they manifest lack of empathy with other people. Many individuals with NPD do not present for treatment because they do not see that there is a problem with their behavior, although others around them may find them difficult to deal with. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, Version 5, DSM-5, the book psychiatrists and psychologists use to diagnose mental illnesses, amended these criteria in 2011 to include the following. The words quoted in this chapter are taken directly from the DSM-5, so the reader will be familiar with the wording used by psychiatrists and psychologists. After the official diagnostic criteria, there will be an explanation about what each diagnostic criteria means. It is important to understand the exact wording of the criteria in order to get a handle on what psychiatrists look for to diagnose NPD versus just someone with certain narcissistic tendencies. People can have narcissistic tendencies without having full-blown NPD, so it is important to understand the difference. First, a person must have a, quote, significant impairments in personality functioning manifest by 1. Impairments in self-functioning in either A or B below. A. Identity. Excessive reference to others for self-definition and self-esteem regulation. Exaggerated self-appraisal may be inflated or deflated or vacillate between extremes. Emotional regulation mirrors fluctuations in self-esteem. B. Self-direction. Goal setting is based on gaining approval from others. Personal standards are unreasonably high in order to see oneself as exceptional, or too low, based on a sense of entitlement, often aware of own motivations, unquote. In other words, someone with NPD must feel that they are more important than other people or act that way. However, they may actually suffer from low self-esteem and cover that up by inflating their sense of self and their importance to the world. If they feel that their self-esteem is challenged, they may even become angry in order to protect the image that they have of themselves that they project to the world. They are the people that always have to be right, that always have to be the smartest person in the room or the most accomplished, and they will do almost anything to project this image of their perfection or to preserve it if they feel threatened. Their actions are based on the idea of proving to others their worth. They do not undertake a goal because it makes them feel good or because it is something they want. Instead, they do it in order to impress other people and to prove to others that they are better than others around them. Their entire identity is based upon the idea of their own superiority. Second, because either suffering from A or B above, although many people will experience suffering from both A and B, for someone to be diagnosed with NPD, they must also suffer two, quote, impairments in interpersonal functioning, A or B. A, empathy, impaired ability to recognize or identify with the feelings and needs of others, excessively attuned to reactions of others.